Hi, this is a procedure recording for William Cox, WILLIAMCOX. Date of birth is 4/22/1977. Date of accident is 9/25/2022. Date of procedure is 6/14/2023. The procedure being done is called interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injections with fluoroscopy number 2 epidurogram. The procedure is done according to the template. The patient tolerated the procedure well and walked out nicely. The medical indications are based on the history of automobile accident that happened on 9/25/2022 as a restrained driver where he was T-boned on passenger side at a unknown speed. The car was totaled and it started causing him pain in the neck, mid-back and lower back, severe with radiation to right buttock, right leg and a posterior part of the thigh. The MRIs that were done subsequently were found positive for the pathology was identified as having a herniated disc at L5-S1 encroaching on anterior epidural space with facet changes, bilateral high-grade neural foramen narrowing. He also has several cervical spine disc herniation. He was also found to have a damage to his left shoulder supraspinatus tendinopathy. He's being provided this injection to help him. The next procedure is injection of the left supraspinatus tendon with steroid and Marcan. The procedure is done according to the protocol. Medical indications are based on the history of automobile accident and the MRI finding, which shows mild anterior supraspinatus tendinopathy and mild degenerative changes of AC joint and the patient is being provided this medication to help him heal up. Thank you.